You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
All right, everybody. Well, it's the moment you've all been waiting for, and we are really going to have a fantastic final 2 hours tonight. Thank you for enduring me solo that first hour. But we covered some good stuff that first hour, too. And the most important thing was reminding everybody about the fundraising drive. Right, Eddie?
You got that right.
And, okay, well, I've played Mr. Bojangles. I have wanted to play Mr. Bojangles with Eddie. Eddie hasn't been in for the last 3 weeks, and we're going to talk about that. But interesting story behind Mr. Bojangles. The guy who wrote it after an encounter with a street performer in a New Orleans jail. And he says that the song doesn't refer to the famous movie personality Bojangles Robinson, but rather... In 1965, the writer of Mr. Bojangles was in jail, and he met a homeless white man who called himself Mr. Bojangles to conceal his true identity from the police. And he had been arrested as a part of a police sweep of homeless people that was carried out following a high-profile murder in New Orleans. And anyway, the two men, the writer of Mr. Bojangles, his name is Jeff Walker, he said that... he talked with this guy about a manner of things, and then Mr. Bojangles told a story about his dog, and the mood in the room turned heavy. And then someone else in the cell that they were being held in asked for something to lighten the mood, and then Mr. Bojangles obliged with a tap dance. And anyway, I like songs like that that tell a story and are rooted in truth. Another song that comes to mind is the night they drove old Dixie down that we always play in Confederate History Month, and the people who wrote that, they're just called the Band. Wrote it after visiting the South, and they could tell the lament and the hurt that is still very real in the South, or at least it was in the 60s and still is to some extent, about the South is going to rise again. And they wrote that song, which is rooted in historical fact if you listen to the verses. But anyway, the reason I wanted to play Mr. Bojangles with Eddie is that now Eddie's missed the last 3 weeks.
It's been a while.
Tell us very quickly what you've been doing the last couple of weeks and what's been going on and why you haven't been here. And then I'll let people know why I played that song specifically. And then we're going to get down back to the church and the Pope and all great things.
I can't wait to tear into the Pope and the church. Well, you know, first of all, right off the bat, listen, I would like to reach out to all my beloved listeners. I'll tell you what, I have missed you dearly. I have been working like a slave, for free, of course, and being harassed out the yang-yang by the IRS. They have attacked again. And it's just, a fact of life with the IRS nailing us here at the Political Cesspool. They make our life a living hell.
And the Bombardier is... under bombardment, for not for show-related activity, certainly, but for...
That's true. I'll tell you, people, I'll give you my solemn vow. I'll never be defeated. I'm unbowed. I spit it right back in their face. I despise them. I spit on them. I detest them. Like James always tell me, I'm damning people to hell. I damn you to hell, IRS. And come and get me if you want.
Right,
I don't give a damn.
Here's the thing. I actually got...
But I'm glad to get back to the people. I miss you so much, and I miss James. The first thing I did when I came in was to hug James. You people that listen to the radio, y'all know how much I love this kid. He's like a kid to me. I'm 68 years old, and James is only, what are you, 35, son?
I am.
He's 35. He's my son. I've known him since he was just 19. But
running
I'm
for office. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, of course, everybody knows how we met. We talk about that from time to time.
I love
him
so much, and I'm glad to be back.
Well,
I love
you. It's good to be back. It's been about a month. And one more thing about the IRS very quickly. You'll laugh at this compared to your lamentations with the IRS, but I was $13 short when I
– Oh, they'll send you to prison for that.
When I paid my taxes for 2014, I was $13 short. Now, see, I'm self-employed, and so my taxes aren't withheld, and so I have to pay estimated taxes, the quarterly taxes. And listen, I do believe in paying taxes. I don't have a problem with that. Well, I don't appreciate how they use it, and I certainly think that the tax rate is oppressive, and it's they take from us and give to the support groups of the regime.
It's illegal,
and it's wicked, and it's of course. And the IRS and the Fed, that's another topic. But I would never encourage people to just stop paying tax. Yeah, that's not a good move. I don't like paying taxes. Now, don't get me wrong, but nevertheless, long story short, I was $13 short. And I got a bill from the IRS saying that I was $13 short. And instead of having me pay the $13, it was $45.39 off of $13 what I owed. Once you add in the penalties and interest charges, it went from $13 to $45. Now, that's what, about triple? What is that, triple?
You get a lot better rates than that from the mafia.
That's more than triple. That's
Don Corleone does better than that.
Now, think if it was some real amount of money. We're talking about $13 turns into $45 when you finish with the penalties and interest. Think if you actually owed, if you were just even a couple of thousand dollars short, you know, what you're talking about. It goes to show, and I know your personal story, Eddie, with the IRS, and, you know, certainly you owed a little bit more than $13.
Yeah.
Or so they say, but once these penalties and interest add up, there's just no way. If you're talking about a legitimate sum of money, there's just no way a working class person like those of us here in the political cesspool could ever get out of it. And I know you've been struggling with that, and they've been back on you in the last few days. In addition to your work for St. Jude, you are a St. Jude hero. You're out there running, raising money in the heat, in the cold, running these races, trying to help alleviate the pain from these children afflicted with catastrophic illnesses. And you do this therapeutic. It's part therapeutic, but part because it's a cause you believe in. But it's certainly been good for your health, all of this running, and it gives you an out to it helps balance the stresses of life, I think you would say.
You know, James, you mentioned my health. I just came back from an appointment at the Veterans Hospital. I know they catch a lot of grief, but I'm going to tell you what. Once you get through the bureaucracy, get through the bean counters in the Veterans Hospital, I will put their doctors up against any, everywhere. And I've been around a lot of doctors that registered nurse. I came back from a world-renowned blood pressure specialist Tuesday, James. They're adjusting my medication because, and this is a quick aside, as you people know, I run marathons, and my blood pressure, unlike a normal person's, will drop under extreme.
You're 67, 68?
68.
68, and he's about to run in the New York Marathon, followed by the Memphis Marathon. We're talking about 26.2 miles. Better health than ever before. Better heart rate than ever before. Eddie almost died in the studio back in 07, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I had out of control.
While on the air.
That's right.
That could have been good for ratings, though.
You know, anything for the ratings, man. Anything for the ratings. But, yeah,
but I remember James, we were on the air that night in 07. This was before you started training and running these marathons. And Eddie's run more in the last 5 years than I've done in my life, that's for sure. Even when you're not running the marathons, during the training, you're running hundreds of miles in between these marathons just in training. Yeah, it doesn't even count. But Eddie, before he got on the health kick, in 07, we were on the air. He goes to the
– bleeding like a stuck pig.
Right, he starts bleeding. And then he goes to the hospital. He's in cardiac ICU for days and days and very nearly lost him. But now he's in better shape than ever before.
Thank God.
Anyway, we always like to banter when we rotate and get a new co-host in. We've bantered with Eddie long enough. We're going to get down to brass tacks after this. But nevertheless,
amen.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller, is he?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Folks, I know you're going to think I'm off my rocker. I've told you, three times in the last segment I was going to tell you why I played Bojangles. And then, you know, in live radio, you just sometimes never get quite to it, particularly when we're having a little porch talk. And sometimes it's fun to have shows like this, like we're having this evening, where, I mean, we're still going to cover issues. And believe me, we're going to get into some hard issues in the remainder of the broadcast, particularly church-related issues with the Pope being in the country and the latest with the Southern Baptist Convention. Eddie is loaded for that. In fact, Eddie, you received an email that I'd like to read from one of our female listeners. And I asked Keith this last week. We really like the female listeners, don't we?
You got that right.
Well, Kim from Missouri said that she was glad to hear when I mentioned it in the first hour that you were going to be in the studio this evening. She needs a good Eddie rant to restore her sanity, to restore her sanity in this crazy world. You going to give her the full bombardier treatment tonight?
Miss Kim, my lady, you are going to get the full bombardier treatment because we're loaded for bear. I guarantee you.
Tell her how you stacked the bomber tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. We had the B-17, and we just had it refurbished. I don't know how many times we've had that sucker refurbished because we run the living crap out of the B-17, and we always run it overloaded. I know we're only supposed to hold 26 tons of napalm, but we always get at least 30 tons on it. And, you know, we have all our 20-millimeter cannons locked and loaded. We're going to dump everything we have. And then if that's not enough, we will crash that B-17 into the
kamikaze
engine.
Style. You'd go out that way, wouldn't you?
That's right.
There's honor
right.
in that.
Your dad got right. We're ready to rock and roll. So
well, I'm going to set Eddie up so he can – we got to open the bomb bay doors. He's going to get the target sighted, and we're going to drop some bombs over our own – church, I guess, tonight, Eddie.
It won't be the first time.
It won't be the first time. It's a recurring theme here, unfortunately.
That's my pastor. He just dreads me coming in sometimes. he dodges. Have you ever seen a Baptist minister dodge people? These are Baptist preachers that dodge me, but you know what? That doesn't do me any good. I run them down from behind.
Oh, you know, Keith's not in tonight. Keith is actually... How can I put this? Not schmoozing, but he's being diplomatic.
Boozing.
What's the word? He's being diplomatic. He is taking one of our contributors who came into town from Georgia, and he wanted to go see an Ole Miss game with Keith. Now, Keith never needs an excuse to go to an Ole Miss game, but Keith and one of our good friends from Georgia who's a regular contributor to the show, he came into Memphis. So Keith is down in Oxford right now at this Ole Miss game watching Ole Miss do battle against Vanderbilt. And I talked to Keith. I asked Keith a little bit last week. I said, Keith, you know, what's going on at Ole Miss is despicable. Now, we love the history of Ole Miss. It's a college founded by Confederate veterans. Every single student that was enrolled at that university at the time of Lincoln's War fought and died for the South. I mean, that is incredible. The University Grays had a 100% casualty rate. And this is the legacy of the University of Mississippi. Mississippi is the greatest state in the Union. I'm proud to have my roots that go back there. I love everything that Mississippi is about, especially historically speaking. And, you know, Ole Miss has a rich cultural heritage, but they have just, you know, urinated all over that. They've got Hugh Freeze in there, who was one of my former teachers. I mentioned that at Briarcrest. When I went to Briarcrest, Hugh Freeze is now the head coach of Ole Miss, and he signed this pledge recently saying, or signed this letter to in the Jackson Clarion Ledger, which is the big newspaper in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. We mentioned all this last week, so I'll go through it quickly, saying that the Mississippi state flag needs to change. And, you know, interestingly,
I agree. It needs to go back to the full Confederate battle flag.
How about that? Yeah.
Speaking of Keith, I gotta put.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I bring that up to say this: Keith actually did swing by the studio earlier today and left a little something for Eddie here that he would find when he sat down in his co-hosting seat.
I've got to give a shout out to my brother Keith. God bless him. I love him so. Keith gave me the breakaway running shirt I'm wearing tonight. I have it on in honor of my little brother Keith. And he gave me my first St. Jude tie. And when I came in tonight, I see this brand new St. Jude tie that's even better than the St. Jude Heroes tie I've had before. So, Keith,
nice and
I love
silk.
You.
It's gray and black. We like those colors.
I love you, Keith. In case you're listening,
I don't think he's
not
listening in the second quarter of the game there.
Probably not.
But he'll listen in the archives. We know he will, as a lot of our people.
He always does.
And Keith will be back next week. But, yeah, the thing, I razz Keith about supporting Ole Miss now because they're just so despicable, and that coach is despicable, even though he was one of my former teachers. On the Briarcrest Wikipedia page, for a long, long time, I was listed there as one of the notable alumni. And some of the more famous people who have ever gone to Briarcrest are listed there. They had me until recently. I don't know why they would take me down.
Gee, I wonder why.
But I was on there until recently, as was Michael Orr, you know, the black guy from The Blind Side. And Hugh Freeze, of course, the coach of Ole Miss. But they have the Miss Tennessee 1982. I'm way more popular than her, surely.
Of course.
Maybe not in 82, but, I mean, what's she done since 82?
That's right. She got older and ugly.
Anyway, so they
you know,
took me
going
off
back
there
to Ole Miss, and you know, I used to love them, too, back when I was a kid, when they used to bring the Confederate battle flag out there. But
we sing Dixie at Briarcrest. You know, we talk about this stuff. Yeah, I mean, the legacy, the traditions there are great, but they've just cowed to political correctness, as has the church, which is really what we're here to talk about tonight.
And one last time before we leave Ole Miss, just like Bill Rowland used to say, people down there are a mile wide and an inch deep, and Bill Rowland said they would sell their soul to win the SEC championship. They didn't give one hoot and hell about academics, about anything. They would, you know, they would give their daughters to prostitution if they could win the SEC championship. That may be a stretch, but it wouldn't be a far stretch. They'd do anything. They get rid of the flag. They get rid of the Confederate monuments. They do anything to get that big 330-pound black.
Well, they want the media to say good things about them. And
Bill was right about that.
Well, of course, Bill. There was very few things, and in fact, I'd have to think because nothing comes to the top of my head with regards to which Bill was ever wrong about.
I sure miss that
and
guy.
And we lost him far too soon, and I need him, you know, and I miss him, and I miss his sage counsel, and what a great guy, you know.
Amen to that, brother.
But anyway, all right, we've got to get to this. We got to get to the church, Eddie. We got to get to the Pope. We got to get to the Southern Baptist, the latest coming from the Southern Baptist Convention, their head. But you got to tell the Bojangles story very quickly. It's been 30 minutes since I played the song, and for 30 minutes I've been.
We had a Bojangles here in Memphis. We had Dancing Jimmy down off of Madison Avenue.
Now, after the last show you were on, which was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you've been under siege from the IRS, and you've been training. You've been running, you know, 20 miles every day, it seems, and so you've been busy. And you say if you don't have an incredible show lined up in your mind, you'd rather defer to somebody else, and so you're quite generous with that regard. But anyway, you've been busy. It happens. But the last show you were here, we went to the green room here at the radio station after the show. And we typically, you know, talk for a few minutes and then leave. But for the last time you were here, Me and you stayed, I guess it was an hour and a half after the show. I didn't leave here and get home until, I guess, about 11. And
yeah,
we talked about so much, but you told me a quick story about Mr. Bojangles downtown. And I said, you know what? I wrote this down. I talk about writing things down. So for about a month now, I've had have Eddie. I intended to use this the next week, thinking you would be in as you regularly are for your third hour. I said, have Eddie tell the Bojangles story. So, Eddie, let's wrap it up nice and neat in this segment. You got about 60 seconds. Tell the Bojangles story.
Oh, you're talking about Bo the Flipper downtown.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we have a guy downtown. We have the what's known as the Flippers.
Right? But no, this is the guy that they won't let in the restaurants.
That's right. We have a guy down there, and this particular guy, his name is Gino. He's a black, and just like Jesse Lee Peterson says, who is a black talk show host, he says, this guy is blacker than the Ace of Spades, and he usually has a scent of urine about him. But I love the guy to death. He treats me with such respect and kindness.
More respect than your own representatives do. As you got, you know, Eddie's own United States congressman denounced him on the official record earlier this year, as he did myself and the entire program. But this guy you get along with.
I smell him behind the IRS. But it's not hard to smell a Jew, though. But anyway, this guy here, I'll just use his name, Gino. I'm sure Gino won't care. He's so humble. I'll ask him, is he hungry? And he'll say, well, not really, Mr. Eddie. He calls me Mr. Eddie. He's probably older than me. He said, but if I tell you, if you got a few dollars, if you've got $3 to spare, I could get in the shelter and I have a place to sleep tonight. So the last time I was there, I'm not tooting my own horn. The last time I was there, I opened up my wallet. I had a $20 bill. That's all I had. So I gave Gino the $20 bill. And the guy just starts crying, and he hugs my neck. And tells me that he said, Mr. And then he stuffs back. Damn, he had me crying. He said, Mr. Eddie, you're somebody. You're really somebody. I love you, respect you. But they won't let him in the restaurants. But I would go give these people my credit card, and they'd buy Gino and Bojangles, buy the winos their supper. And I can't do it all the time. I can do it maybe twice.
Well, that's kind of, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the Bombardier. He's not playing a character. He really is on fire and passionate about these issues. But he's got a heart of gold. And he's just 100% all-around good guy.
I appreciate that.
And this is just one story that he didn't want to broadcast, but I said, we got...
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Eddie has said just a second ago, you get on the radio and say hello, and then 30 minutes are up. And that's exactly how it feels this hour. You know, and as I said a second ago, it's fun to have shows like this where you really come in here and you just don't – I mean, we never follow scripts. We don't use scripts. We don't have a formula. We don't have focus groups. We don't have people telling us what to talk about. We talk about what we think is most important, and we cover these issues, and we have these guests on of great interest to our audience, or people who we feel as though would be of great interest to our audience. And, you know, certainly there are signature issues that we talk about. You know what they are. We know what they are. We talk about them every week. But however it goes into the blender, what comes out and what is served to our friends out there in Radio Land is something that has worked quite well for us, and if not financially, certainly in terms of being able to make a name for ourselves and do good by our movement and for our issues, which is, of course, our calling. But this thing with Eddie, you know, we were talking a few weeks ago, last time he was on with us, and he told me that story, and I said, you know, you got to tell that story because it's a real story. It's a genuine story. It's not a shine. It's not a put on. It's not something that some of these other organizations or politicians or even churches that go out and do benevolence only when cameras are rolling. This was a story that would have never been told on the political cesspool if it wasn't for my urging. And it just goes to show, you know, the kind of people we really are. You know, we live in Memphis. You don't think we run into blacks every day. And I don't know, you know, this ridiculous, you know, caricature that we're presented as through the rest of the media is just far from the truth. I mean, certainly we are here to serve our people first, our family first. This is a broadcast that is intended for heterosexual white people. And it is a Christian show, though, you know, we certainly don't require all of our audience and supporters to share our faith, but it is a Christian show. It's a pro-white show. It's a heterosexual show. It's a Southern show, although, you know, the cause that motivated Southern the quest for Southern independence in the 1860s is something that I think resonates with all of our people around the world, and that's why we talk about it so much. I mean, we would talk about it anyway, but I think it's something everybody can share. And we've received a lot of people sending in contributions this month saying, you know, it'll be their first Confederate flag that they ever own, and they can't wait to receive a Confederate flag from a Southerner. And, of course, a Confederate flag is our incentive gift for the fundraising drive, which ends on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. But nevertheless, Eddie, and we are going to get to the matters of the church. Just trust me, folks. You can tell we serve no master and adhere to no script because I have told you time and time again we're going to do something in a segment, any given segment tonight. We don't get to it. We don't pay attention to the clock. We talk through the commercial break. You know, you were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say, people, you heard me mention the term flipper on Beale Street. If you'll get written the movie, The Firm with Ted, what's his name? Tom Cruise?
Ted Cruz.
whatever name is. Tom Cruise, yeah. You will see the black flippers that do the incredible hand over heads. Handstands, whatever.
And one of those guys, what, 20 years later, was Mr. Bojangles.
Gino. All right, now, there's another one down there that I testified to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right in the middle of Beale Street. It just so happened about 3 weeks later, he was shot 3 times with a 9mm in the exact alley that I've been in 150 times.
And you do that, and listen, here's the thing, and we're not saying this because, listen, we know the media is never going to give us a fair shake. You know, it's one thing to be pro-white, is another thing to be.
He calls me Mr. Eddie.
To be full of hate, and you know we deal with these people all the time, and I treat them as well as anybody. I was on one sitting next to a black lady on a plane ride recently, and you know we do, what do you think we do? Of course we talk to them, we treat them with respect, but it doesn't change the fact that if I was asked my beliefs on any given political issue that we talk about on this program, I would tell them in no uncertain terms, and I would tell it with a smile on my face and with love in my heart. But we're not going to back down from the issues.
That's right.
But we do treat everybody with respect, with the respect that is not shown to us in return.
That's right. You know, all my life I've been that way. Ever since I can remember, in Arkansas, the blacks stayed separated. My grandfather stayed separated, but we loved each other. We got along. Just like on, I can guarantee you, I can go anywhere on Beale Street and get a sandwich if I need it from any black that runs the establishments down there. B.B. King's. I'm best buddies with the maitre d' down
and we're not saying these things because we expect, you know, the media to start saying good things about us. But, you know, we like to tell the truth, and we like to share. we don't want them to.
I fear we're slipping
either. But, I mean, it just goes to show you can do these things. You can be kind. You can, you know, live a Christian life and still be very strong and staunchly committed to these issues and to our people.
We do a hell of a lot more for them than the stinking church.
Well, and we're going to get to that, trust me. But I do want to ask you to say this. There's one more thing we talked about during that hour and a half long session in the green room after the show. I guess it was last month or 4 weeks ago.
One of the best shows, after shows talks we've had.
We were talking about the CHAG, Hillary Clinton, and you said something so funny to me. You said she literally scares you.
She does. You know, you can look at her face and you can see her eye. I don't know if you've ever looked into the face. A few people know I'm a registered nurse, and I've worked in certain mental institutions, and I've seen people. I promise you, I'm not going to take the Lord's name in vain, but I promise you, this is coming from a guy who, I've only been a Christian a short time. I've seen people that were demon-possessed. I guarantee, double damn to you, Hillary Clinton has a demon. You can look in their face. Their eyes are dead. They look like I'll use a quote from Jaws. They look like doll's eyes from a shark. Shark has doll's eyes. They're dead. They're deep.
They're really trying. Her campaign is so desperate to
She's
rebrand
killed
her.
More people. She's killed more people than the mafia. Get the book.
With their support of abortion and everything else, you know, all collectively.
Get the mysterious death of Vince Foster.
But
read the Clinton Chronicles. The list goes from here to Little Rock, Arkansas. That's documented.
Well, and Inspector Jim Rothstein, who you talked to a few days ago.
Oh, by the way, he's coming on next Saturday.
And I want you to quickly relay that to the audience before we run out of time this segment as
okay,
well.
Okay, by the way.
But, you know, we talked about, you know, all of this hullabaloo about Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Okay, so if she's breaking the law, yeah, I guess, you know, it needs to be enforced.
What's
new? But all the laws, why hang her out to dry on that, you know, with the criminal corruption of Washington? And Jim Rothstein, when he was last on, he more than anyone, as a former detective with the New York Police Department, if I'm not mistaken, Eddie.
Just one of any. Listen, Jim Rothstein, by the way, people. Like
and he
we
talks
said,
about 40% of all politicians. This is the truth.
Oh, yes.
Are criminals.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about they're thugs. They do things we don't like. They're criminals. No, they really are criminals. He said legitimately 40% are criminals that have done things that
sexual
would get them
crime.
Thrown into jail, sexual crimes,
sexual
or other
crime.
Other assorted felonies. And he's going to be coming back on to talk about what and when.
Hopefully, we want to get him on next Saturday. He's in the wilds of Minnesota on a fishing trip today. We had a long talk with him yesterday. But let me just give you a quick rundown of Inspector Jim Rothstein. He has been a lifelong Catholic, but he doesn't go along with what's going on in the Catholic Church. He started as a beat cop in New York, I think 1964, 1965. He was a Navy veteran. He was on the Sessex that opened fire in Cuba during the Bay of Pigs, which has now become declassified. He started, like I say, as a beat cop. He went all the way up to the top, appointed by the governor of the state of New York to go in undercover and to study human trafficking, drugs distribution, especially among kids. And he traced, and listen, every time he got on the case, he nailed Cardinal Spellman, who had to flee to the Vatican because he was the huge pedophile. And he brought in children into his pedophilial homosexual rings.
And we know this for certain.
Yes, it's certain. And he's going to come on and tell all about it. I'm telling you what, this guy, the old cop, is the smartest guy I've ever seen. He's the only person I've ever seen who has a memory better than the deceased, beloved Dr. Stanley Monteith. He was appointed by the governor on a task force, like I told you. The federal people came in and quashed that investigation. Had I been the governor, I'd have told them to go to hell. I would keep the investigation going out. He implicated the church. He implicated Cardinal Spellman. He implicated other high politicians. He implicated the sex ring that went all the way to the Vatican and Rome. And I'm telling you, flat out, and this is a guy who was in the Catholic Church for 20 years, back until 1986, and I'll tell you how I left that church one of these days. It wasn't pretty. But I'm telling you flat out that the Catholic Church is nothing but the purple-robed Antichrist, the whore of Babylon. And it's just going to be destroyed. But the Pope, I get sick when I see this stinking Pope.
All right. We're going to talk about that. I don't want to open
that's that's right. It's coming up next Saturday.
Well, Rothstein's coming up next Saturday. But Rothstein, though,
we're going to say, wanting to scratch the scratch of the scratch surface.
And he's looked into the criminal enterprises throughout politics and even the church. And, of course, again, we have to separate leadership of certain institutions like the church with rank-and-file members like us. And I'm sure there are a lot of good Catholics out there as well.
Anybody can stay in the Catholic Church with all this crap going on. We have friends that I know are Catholics listening to this show. I got out. I couldn't stand it. But I don't know how anybody with normal intelligence can stay in the Catholic Church. But you know what? I'm within a hair of leaving the Baptist Church. I've been talking about
that. You have left a couple of times.
You know, and this may be the last time, because I guarantee, double damn to you, I will never, ever, ever tithe to the Baptist Church again. As long as
we're going to explain why. Okay. We're going to explain why and let Eddie, you know, what the latest. This has been a recurring theme, as we know. But we'll let Eddie break that down. It's all coming. Stay tuned. It's coming.
Time is moving too fast.
Slow that clock down, man.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's dime at 866-986-6397.
We are going to get to the church, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you. We're going to finally get to the church. We're going to have much more to say about it than we have time left because we've
Quick
had one
disclaimer.
Of these. This is the equivalent of going off-road in radio, what we've done tonight. We've really talked about no single topic, but we filled the time nevertheless. So hopefully it's going to come out good in the wash. But, Eddie.
Hey, a quick disclaimer. During the break, me, Sam, and James were talking about the churches. And don't be offended if I dog the Catholic Church too much, because Sam will
or
agree.
The Baptist, which
we
belong to.
That's why
we're not dogging the church. We're dogging the leadership.
That's right. And we do it. We dropped more lay palm on the Baptist Church than anybody around since time began. And Sam agreed during the break. I was asking.
And these are people we love.
That's right. And I said, Sam, you know.
Tough love.
I think you think your Mormon church has been infiltrated. And Sam said, you know, I think all the churches have been infiltrated. And I said, Sam is absolutely right. We have to fight against these, you know, these molds.
But, you know, it's just amazing how
so don't take the
there's not one institution. There's not one institution. There's not one branch of Christianity that has not safeguarded its leadership positions from being taken over by cucks and by sellouts and by weak-minded people. Very quickly, though. I know you told me the story one time. Didn't your last day as a Roman, as a Catholic, didn't you get on the pews and say your piece before they?
I'll tell you what it did. I'll make this quick,
And make it quick, but and make sure it's FCC friendly.
We had this priest who had been cut all to pieces. My wife went to school with the dodo. He'd been cut all to pieces. He's still limp, was crippled from attack from a bunch of black thugs, almost killed him. Here he is in church telling us how wonderful Alex Haley was, who wrote this story, Roots, and how he was a prince, he was a king, and he was so wonderful. And this was the second Sunday in a row the guy's doing this. I said, what in the hell does this to do with Christianity? So I stood up. I literally stood up in the pew on the bench, and I was so infuriated. I can't tell you everything I said. My wife and my sister probably might know. They tried to crawl under the seat. But I stood up. I said something like this. I said, you know what, you people? You can stay in here and listen to this communist claptrap all you want to. This is not a church anymore. This is a damn communist committee, communist party meeting. And the good priest up there who doesn't have a pot to pee in or want to throw it up, because my wife grew up with him in South Memphis, and he needs to get his story straight. You know, if you stay in here and listen to this crap about how wonderful this Alex Haley is, and he's plagiarized his story, he's nothing but a plagiarist, you know, a ne'er-do-well. I said, I will never listen to this crap as long as I live. I will leave this church. This church can go to hell. If you want to stay in here, if you're so stupid you want to stay in here and listen to this crap, you can. And I literally walked over people in the pew getting out of there. And needless to say, and I walked home because I knew it was no use staying around to ride home with my walking dog with my wife and sister. But, yeah, that actually happened. I got sick and tired of listening to how guilty us white people in the church should feel and how we should, you know, give our all to bring in more immigrants and to, you know, be.
And this was years ago.
Yeah,
this was years ago, but I remember this story. So this is how Eddie left the Catholic Church, and you know, you left with a bang rather than a whimper. I mean, you at least got your money's worth on the way out the door. But I mean, listen. So you're talking about this was a regular occurrence. This guy, you know, rather than speaking the gospel, preaching the word of Jesus Christ, you know, he's up there talking about how great Roots
is. It was a communist party meeting. Is what it was.
Well, and this was what year?
That was 1986.
1986, and I doubt things have gotten better since then. Of course, they've gotten worse across the board. And all of the churches, even the good ones, even the churches that are still churches, there are still Bible-believing churches that are washed up politically and are just scared to death of being called racist. But
let's roast the Southern Baptist.
All right, we're about to get to those. I do want to say one thing about the Pope, though. I was joking with Keith that, you know, Catholicism has fallen a long way since the righteous popes like Alexander VI. And, you know, actually, you can, I guess, credit your conversion to Protestantism to Martin Luther and Henry VIII? Yeah, so you gotta look at this.
Martin Luther was the man.
Martin
Luther pegged
deal.
The Catholic Church, and he surely pegged the Jews. If you think we're harder than the Jews,
Go and read Martin Luther.
I want to get to this all in the third hour. The third hour is going to be nothing about the church, but I guess we'll give you a teaser now. But I guess one thing is for sure, though. You can certainly
Martin Luther
say,
pegged the Jews. I'm going to say he didn't say anything that was a lie about the Jews. He pegged the Jews for being like Jesus Christ. Here's what I understand about the Baptist Church. The Baptist Church, they worship the Jews. They idolize Israel. Israel and the Jews have taken the place of Jesus Christ. They worship the Baptist Church. It, you know, I know you probably think I'm schizophrenic for staying in there, but not all. Let me go back to what James said. The Baptist hierarchy, not the rank and file members, but they worship Israel. They worship Jesus Christ. They need to read their friggin' Bibles, folks. They need to read where Jesus Christ in John, in the Gospel of John, where he tells the Pharisees and the scribes, here's what he says. Yes, I know bloodline. You are of your father Abraham. But we're not talking about the bloodline here, folks. It's the spiritual relationship Jesus is telling them. And he said, spiritually wise, you are of your father, the devil. You are sons of the devil. You came to rob, to kill, to destroy.
Well, you know, all of the churches.
But now the Baptist hierarchy says, oh, no, Jesus was wrong. We have to support Israel.
And
we have to support
about
the Jews come hell or high water. But, you know, no matter what happens, we have to support them, even if they lead us into the Third World War, even if we completely incinerate the entire earth, as long as we are supporting Israel.
Well, and we talked about this, the churches are like, Pat Buchanan, I think, coined the term, or at least he was the first that I ever heard use it, cafeteria Christians. They take the parts of the Bible out that they can use to justify any given position, and anything that contradicts that position, they'll leave that on there, and they won't preach those passages. But, you know, and the things about the Jews is that, and we say this on the program, anybody can bend a knee and come to know Jesus Christ and receive eternal salvation.
Of course, they just won't do it.
Right. But the thing about the Pope, you know, it was so much more interesting, I think. You know, this Pope now, we got the Pope that came to America. You know, and I said this in the first hour. I don't know if you were listening on the AM dial when you were driving out here, Eddie. I'm sure you were.
It plays out. You know what?
But the thing is,
really, he's nothing but a Jew.
Well,
if you look at the policy of the Catholic Church and the International Zionists, it's one and the same, James. He is a liberation theologist, what they call liberation theology that actually originated down South America. It basically is raw, violent communism. It's just like, you know, it's a violent overthrow.
Well, he certainly
he wants to eliminate all borders, James.
That's right.
He tells us, he says, don't worry about the numbers of people coming to your country. You need to be Christ-like. You need to have charity. But look at this. Let me ask you something, Popelet. You know, by the way, I will say one thing for the leader of the Black Muslim. What's the guy, the leader's name? Farrakhan. He says, somebody needs to look up that dude's dress and see what he is. But, you know, and I mean, that'd be kind of vulgar, but it's pretty true. Let me tell you what, Pope, you need to stay out of this country here. Stay in your own country. We're not getting rid of our Constitution. We're not getting rid of our borders. How about a little bit of Christian sympathy for the taxpayers and the workers in this country that have worked, enslaved, and broken their backs and created the greatest nation in the world and we have taken in half the world. Look at all the foreign aid we have. If it wasn't for this country, the continents of Mexico, you know, countries of Mexico and Africa, they would have been starved to death. What about we can't support the whole world? But he knows that. The stupid Pope knows that, just like Barack Obama knows that. Here's what they want, people. They want to destroy the entire Western civilization. The United States, Canada, Great Britain, Ireland, Germany. They want to destroy those to put in a communist government, which is really communism is nothing but Judaism. And they want to have a government run by the few elite Zionist Jews of the world, and everybody else is going to be equally poor. That's what communism is, and even the greatest Jews around will tell you that communism is nothing more than Judaism. James, I guess I'll shut up and let you say a word.
Well, here's the thing about the Pope. If you have to wonder where he stands, and, you know, he was good, I think, and as I said this in the first hour, I have probably slightly more respect for him than I do the leaders of the Southern Baptist Church, because
at least he
can mask his things. He can obfuscate some positions. I watched some of his stuff, and it's really hard to tell really what he's even saying because he says it so mildly and meekly. But I heard Bill O'Reilly saying he slammed the president. Well, I don't know what O'Reilly would want.
He's lockstep with the president.
Let me tell you something.
Idiot
you
O'Reilly.
You don't get on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, and I said this in the first hour, but I'll say it again since you're here, Eddie. The Rolling Stone magazine Pope Francis is on the cover of it. They're talking about how great he is. You don't get, you know, the left wing Rolling Stone magazine, People magazine. If you go to the grocery store tonight, Eddie, People magazine, the magnificent Pope. You don't get these publications writing great things about you if you are good.
No, you don't.
And I'll tell you this. You don't get an audience with the United States Congress. You don't get the president meeting your airplane if you are worth anything as a Christian leader.
That's
all the proof that I need. That is all the proof that I need. And then, of course, as Scoop pointed out, you know, Obama brought with him a homosexual couple, a transvestite, and a nun who believes, a so-called nun who believes in abortion to
you
meet the Pope.
You can't make that up. And
to meet the Pope.
This will be another show, but they're actually starting to come out with pedophilia rights.
Yes, James.
You said something else. I got to work this in real quick. This kind of has to do with the people worshiping the Pope. I listened to what I could before the radio bombed out. I heard you talk about how Rick Perry and some other guy stepped down from the guy of the race, and they started slamming
Scott Walker.
Slamming Trump. That's his proof right there that they're both parties the same. The Republican hierarchy are actually slamming their own people instead of attacking the Democrats.
All right, we got to take a break.
That shows you the same. One of the same.
There's much more on the Pope and the Southern Baptists when we return.
There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.